KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear, sunny sky. We're at 72 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today, a high around 97. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A historic steam locomotive that's been dubbed a living legend will be chugging into southwest Iowa next week. Union Pacific's number 844 is due to arrive in Council Bluffs on Monday after a two-day trek across the rails from Wyoming. UP spokesman Kelly Height says the showpiece attracts crowds of admirers, both young and old, whenever or wherever it stops.
This engine was built in 1944, and it pulled a variety of trains, mostly passenger trains, around the Union Pacific system before it was retired. And it was brought back and restored and brought back into service last year.
While steam engines were once the fastest way to travel by land, very few working locomotives of this type still exist today, let alone people who know how to fix and operate them.
844 underwent an extensive overhaul for 3 years, and that included we replaced the boiler and we made new parts, and pretty much the whole thing was taken apart and put back together. And all of that work was done by a team of about 12 people in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Since being given new life, the engine has run hundreds of thousands of miles as the UP's ambassador of goodwill. Next week, it'll chug back across the Missouri River Bridge in Omaha into Omaha, where it will be showcased for many thousands of fans attending the College World Series.
It will be on display for 12 days at Union Pacific's home plate, which is just catty corner from TD Ameritrade Park, Omaha. And the steam engine is going to be parked there on public display from Friday, June 16th through Tuesday, June 27th.
Old number 844 is the last steam locomotive built for Union Pacific. It was considered a high-speed passenger engine, and it pulled several popular trains, including the Overland Limited, Los Angeles Limited, the Portland Rose, and Challenger. The City Council in Sioux City has voted to spend $50,000 to help commission a new Navy vessel that will bear the city's name.
We're demonstrating a relationship between a naval vessel, her crew, and the namesake city.
That's Chris McGowan of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. The USS Sioux City will be launched in the summer of 2018 with a week-long celebration in Maryland. The Siouxland Chamber of Commerce president spoke at this week's City Council meeting in Sioux City.
We have set a very high bar in this community for doing things well, for supporting our military, and I think this is another example of that and a great opportunity for us.
The Sioux City Airport is home to the Iowa Air National Guard's refueling wing. The Air Guard has had a presence in Sioux City for decades. The USS Sioux City will be launched from a port in Maryland next year. It has a titanium hull, and nearly 100 sailors are expected to be assigned to the ship. The USS Sioux City is part of a class of vessels that will be deployed close to shore for combat and security missions. A late spring heat wave is bringing summer-like hot weather to the Hawkeye State. The National Weather Service meteorologist Corey Martin says most of Iowa will see highs in the 90s for the next five straight days.
We're going to see temperatures that are more typical of this, latter half of summer. We're going to see highs approaching triple digits in some parts of the state. And when you combine that with the humidity that we're expecting, we'll have heat index values probably exceeding 100 across much of the area, especially Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
So far, no watches, warnings, or advisories have been issued in Iowa as part of the steamy forecast.
For a heat advisory to be issued for our area, we'd be expecting heat indices of 105 degrees or greater. So that's not likely at this point. However, with the long duration of the heat expected, it still could be, dangerous for those that are exposed to it for prolonged periods of time.
Reminders are being issued, though, for people with pets or livestock to make sure those animals have plenty of water and shade. Those highs, Martin says, are very unseasonable.
Normal temperatures for this time of year would be into the low 80s. What we're going to be seeing will be close to record values. Most places, our record high temperatures for this time of year would be in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees, so we're right in that territory.
Highs in Des Moines the next 3 days are estimated to be 99, 99, and 98 degrees. The Polk County Public Health Department is warning people to take it easy if they'll be outside, to wear light-colored clothing and lightweight clothing, take frequent breaks, and drink plenty of water. According to the calendar, summer doesn't even officially arrive until June 21st.
It is early, but it's definitely not unprecedented. Like I said, our record highs are right around 100 degrees for this time of year, so we've seen it before. But again, it is hot this time of year. We usually don't start talking about triple-digit heat around this area until we start getting into July and August.
Forecasters say highs aren't expected to be back around normal again until possibly on Wednesday. The Iowa site where there is much of a blockbuster 1989 movie site, Field of Dreams, was shot, will host a free event celebrating dads during Father's Day weekend. The Field of Dreams movie site in Dyersville is inviting families to play catch, eat food, and enjoy music beginning at 3 p.m. on June 17th. The premiere of the documentary Father's Day will be held at 8 p.m. A question and answer session with Father's Day filmmaker Sean Femfillion is set to take place after the screening, and a free showing of Field of Dreams will follow. An Iowa-based grocery, Hy-Vee, has saved 1 million pounds of produce from landfills with its Misfits Produce program since this past January. For the past 4 months, Hy-Vee has been selling ugly produce at a lower cost to customers. Ugly produce are those fruits and vegetables that would normally go unsold due to minor cosmetic anomalies that do not pass the industry's size and shape standard. The produce is sold on average at a 30% discount and is based on what is seasonably available. Iowa State Fire Marshal Jeff Quiggle says five permanent locations have started selling fireworks in the state. The office issued its first license on June the 1st, the same day that selling bottle rockets, Roman candles, and most other consumer fireworks became legal in Iowa. Stores selling fireworks are now operating in Brooklyn, Grimes, Marion, Spirit Lake, and Rembrandt. Other fireworks businesses are completing their applications, including chains such as Walmart, Sam's Club, Target, Big Lots, and Baumgars. Quiggle says new applications pour in each day, and employees are working extra hours to process them and the ramp up to the 4th of July sales. In order to lessen the delay for businesses, some building inspections are approved through video submissions. Fireworks sales and temporary structures will begin on June the 13th. The Iowa Supreme Court says immigrants living in Iowa without legal permission and who use a stolen identity to get a job cannot be prosecuted by the state for identity theft or forgery. The court, in a ruling on Fridays on the case of 31-year-old Martha Martinez, says such immigration-related prosecutions are up to federal authorities and not county prosecutors. Martinez, who lives in Muscatine, was charged after she obtained a driver's license and Social Security number under the Obama administration's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program in 2014. State authorities say she obtained a license at the age of 17 using a fake ID and used it to get a job. They charged her with the two felonies. The court dismissed the charges, though, saying only federal authorities can enforce immigration laws. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey on Friday announced that the Farmers Market Nutrition Program applications are now available for eligible WIC recipients and low-income older Iowans. The WIC Farmers Market Nutrition and Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Programs provide eligible Iowans with checks that can be redeemed for fresh, locally grown produce at authorized farmers markets and farm stands from June 1st through October 31st. The Farmers Market Nutrition Programs are administered through the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship in partnership with the Iowa Department of Public Health and Iowa Department on Aging. For more information, you can contact Stephanie Groom. She is the program administrator. Number is 515-725-1179. Elsewhere in state news, a woman who was working as a letter carrier for the U.S. Postal Service died Friday when the government vehicle she was driving was struck by a van in Marshalltown. The state patrol said 34-year-old Amy Sanders of Grinnell died at the scene of the crash that took place a little after noon on Friday at the intersection of Church and Center Streets in Marshalltown. Authorities say the 1993 Chevy Grumman postal vehicle Sanders was driving was traveling west on Church Street and approaching the intersection with Center Street on a southbound 2007 Dodge Grand Caravan, driven by 60-year-old Deborah Meister of Waterloo, failed to stop at the red light. The Grumman was passing through the intersection on a yellow light when it struck on the driver's side by the van. The Grumman, by the way, in case you haven't noticed, have a right-side driver's seat. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.